I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Yesterday, we checked in with our book critic, Christopher Merrill, on holiday reading ideas for kids. Today, we're talking to him about books for grown-ups. Welcome back, Chris.
Nice to be here, Marco.
We're going to start with a writer who's gotten a lot of attention lately. Jean-Marie Gustave Le Clézio won this year's Nobel Prize for Literature. And Chris, you've chosen a novel of Le Clézio's from 1985, The Prospector. It's about a man who's searching for treasure and also for his past. Tell us more.
Well, it turns out, Marco, that we have a book that's available here in paperback now, The Prospector, and it's a pretty good novel. He's a writer we didn't know very much about in this country, and he's one of those writers who has a big view of the world. He's traveled the world. He's learned lots of different languages, and he's brought us a novel in The Prospector that will delight readers.
Now, I got into The Prospector. It's set in Mauritius, the islands off Africa in the Indian Ocean, and what I really liked was the way that Le Clézio not only makes you feel like you're in Mauritius, but that he makes you feel like you're there in the late 1800s, which is a pretty talented trick. I mean, the whole idea of Mauritius as this place that was completely immersed in sugarcane and that economy, it brings you right into the center of that colonial experience. It was amazing.
Well, it's because he has a terrific eye for details. What he really loves is the sea, and he's going to describe all the life around that sea. So there's this one terrific scene where he goes off with a Creole kid who's sort of his hero, and they jump into a boat, and they go sailing off, and they're going to go fishing in the lagoons. And the description of him being in the water and this his friend harpooning the fish in the lagoon, it just feels like you're there, and that's an act of wizardry.
Now, next up is a book by the Portuguese writer that you've chosen. The writer is José Saramago, another Nobel laureate. The book is called Death with Interruptions. The English translation came out in October, and it's gotten a fair amount of attention. The premise of the novel is that on the first day of the new year in a certain unnamed country, no one dies. That's pretty wild.
Well, like a friend says to me, what would we do without deadlines? And now we find out what we would do without deadlines. People have car accidents, they don't die. People are just about to succumb and they're in a coma and they don't die. And then suddenly what looks like it might be great becomes a problem. The church might not be in business anymore. Insurance underwriters, what will they be doing? Morticians, what will they do? And here's the big problem. If nobody dies and the population keeps growing, how are we going to take care of everybody? Turns out we need death.
We need death.
My cheery holiday sentiment.
Yeah, thank you for that. Let's move to the third book, the last one as well, but most definitely not least, either in terms of volume or reading pleasure. It's a fantastic debut novel called The Toss of a Lemon by Canadian writer Padma Viswanathan. This is a novel which starts at the end of the 19th century in southeastern India, a long, rambling family saga set in the now vanished world of Brahmin India. Who is Padma Viswanathan, this debut novelist?
Well, she's a young, as you say, Canadian-born writer living now in Arkansas. And I have to say that when this book arrived, it's 600 pages. I thought, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can read this much. And I had the sense that there was an awful lot of research that went into this family saga. But from the very first page, you're in this story that is a page-turner. You cannot put this book down.
Now, we spoke with Padma Viswanathan, the author, and she told us that the novel is based on her own family history, which she heard from her grandmother. Here's Padma Viswanathan.
My grandma told me this story over the course of perhaps a year. Every month or two, we would actually sit together in a fairly formal way, and I would tape her. I would ask her questions. My mother would sit with us in case my grandma needed to speak in Tamil, and we went on like this until I eventually had about 200 pages of transcripts. And I took those transcripts, went to India, did more research, visited a number of places that I had known growing up, but that were now peopled for me with these ghosts, you know, ancestors who I hadn't known and who now seem to be wandering through this landscape that was really transformed for me.
The lengthy transcripts Padma Viswanathan talks about there do echo the size of The Toss of a Lemon, but the style is so casual, you really don't want to stop reading it.
It's a straightforward style, and what's interesting is that she takes all those transcripts and she translates them into fiction because she has such a grasp of the details. She gives us a picture of a world that we know very little about, the world of traditional India, which over the next century would be changed into a modern, secular, vibrant, chaotic society.
And it makes for a really great read. That was our third reading pick. So let's recap. The three books you've chosen are Nobel laureate J.M.G. Le Clézio's novel, The Prospector, which is set in Mauritius, the Portuguese writer José Saramago's Death with Interruptions, and debut novelist Padma Viswanathan's The Toss of a Lemon. You can get more information about all of these books at theworld.org and also hear an interview with Padma Viswanathan there. And you can get even more suggestions for holiday reading in our World Book section, not to mention our picks for kids' books from yesterday's show. Chris Merrill, director of the University of Iowa's International Writing Program, thank you as always, Chris.
Thanks, Marco.